This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have our editor's picks of the most intriguing new titles for October and November. And then we'll continue our reviews in mystery and suspense. We have a question and answer interview with Barbara Rosenblatt and an earphones-winning review of her reading of The Painted Queen, the final book in the Amelia Peabody series written by the late Elizabeth Peters with Joan Hess. We'll have reviews of titles from such popular mystery authors as Janet Ivanovich, Daniel Silva, and Sue Grafton. Let's get right to it. Editor's Picks, the most intriguing releases in October and November. From Ta-Nehisi Coates, we have We Were 8 Years in Power, An American Tragedy. This book of essays on race and America, past, present, and future, is sure to be one of the most talked about titles of the fall from the author of Between the World and Me. It's read by Beresford Bennett. From Jennifer Egan, we have Manhattan Beach. With America at war, Anna Carrigan becomes one of the first female divers repairing military ships at the Brooklyn Naval Yard. With rave early reviews, this should be one of the big fall novels. It's read by Norbert Leo Butz, Heather Lind, and Vincent Piazza. From Armistead Maupin, we have Logical Family, a memoir. A must-hear memoir from the author of Tales of the City. He reads it himself. From Dan Brown, we have Origin. Maybe your fall listening just won't be complete without the latest Dan Brown blockbuster. Robert Langdon is back to save the world again. It's read by Paul Bomer. From Jeffrey Eugenides, we have Fresh Complaint Stories. Short fiction from the author of Middlesex and The Virgin Suicides, read by Jeffrey Eugenides, Ari Fliakos, and Cynthia Nixon. From John Green, we have Turtles All the Way Down. New teen fiction from John Green is always a major event, especially after The Fault in Our Stars. It's read by Kate Rudd. From Ron Chernow, we get Grant. From the author of Hamilton, the biography that inspired Lin-Manuel Miranda to write his musical, expect this to be a fascinating and exhausting study of Ulysses S. Grant, read by Mark Bramhall. Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Cranor give us It Devours, the second novel from the team behind Welcome to Night Vale podcast, delves into more lives and mysteries in the strange desert town. And it wouldn't be the same without narration from the voice of Night Vale himself, Cecil Baldwin. From Tom Hanks, we have Uncommon Type, some stories. Of course, we're eager to hear these short stories from Tom Hanks, narrated by the actor-author himself. Walter Isaacson gets us Leonardo da Vinci. Isaacson's latest biography delves into the life of Leonardo da Vinci and should be fascinating, especially as read by Alfred Molina. From Amy Tan, we have Where the Past Begins, a writer's memoir. Author Amy Tan reads her own memoir about her childhood and family and the inspirations for her writing. From Philip Pullman, we get La Belle Sauvage, The Book of Dust, Volume 1, the long-awaited and highly anticipated prequel to The Golden Compass. British actor Michael Sheen should do just a marvelous job. From John Hodgman, we get Vacation Land, True Stories from Painful Beaches. Humorist Hodgman, The Daily Show, and Judge John Hodgman offers a memoir and midlife reckoning by way of Maine and Massachusetts beaches, and he reads it himself. From Joe Hill, we get Strange Weather, 4 short novels, 4 spooky supernatural novellas, just in time for Halloween, and the reader has yet to be announced. From Nelson Mandela and Mandla Langa, we have Dare Not Linger, The Presidential Years. The second volume of Mandela's memoirs, completed posthumously, tells the story of his presidency. It's not to be missed, and the reader has yet to be announced. From Michael Connelly, we get Two Kinds of Truth. Having left the LAPD, Harry Bosch is now volunteering for the San Francisco Police Department and, unsurprisingly, finding trouble. And it's read by Titus Welliver. From David Lebovitz, we have La Part, The Delights and Disasters of Making My Paris Home. Expect this to be a delightful recounting of life and red tape as an expat in Paris from the charming chef, writer, and blogger, and it's read by Graham Halstead. From Dan Rather, we have What Unites Us, Reflections and on Patriotism. Timely reflections from the author and journalist, Dan Rather. And the reader is to be announced. From Louise Erdrich, Future Home of the Living God. In this dystopian future, where women appear to be giving birth to evolutionary throwbacks, a young Ojibwe woman must protect herself and her unborn baby. Erdrich is always a canny narrator of her own work. And finally, from Andy Weir, we get Artemis. The Martian was, of course, a runaway hit, both as a book, audiobook, and as a movie. So we're very eager to hear what's next from author Weir. This time the action takes place on the moon, and it's read by Rosario Dawson. And that concludes the editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases in October and November of 2017. And now we turn our attention to our reviews again in Mystery and Suspense. And the first review today is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. First today, we have Death of Anton by Alan Melville, and Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. Narrator David Thorpe gives a delightful performance of this 1935 novel. He offers perfect character voices for all the members of Carrie's circus, including Lorima and Loretta, the trapeze artists, Dodo the clown, and Anton the tiger trainer. Thorpe is also perfect as Detective Inspector Minto of Scotland Yard, who happens to be attending the circus when Anton is found dead inside the tiger's cage. Thorpe captures all the wit infused into the clever writing, as well as the suspense of the mystery. His engaged reading enhances each scene as Minto's unorthodox search for Anton's murderer unveils a crime scheme within the circus. Even though this is a classic story, it sounds fresh and relevant. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of Death of Anton by Alan Melville, an Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. It's available from Isis Audiobook Soundings for 7.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Defectors by Joseph Cannon, read by John Bedford Lloyd. Is Frank Weeks, who defected to Russia during the Cold War, a traitor or a CIA agent victimized by a poor decision? That is the central question in Joseph Cannon's gripping novel, masterfully narrated by John Bedford Lloyd, who employs a mix of accents and tones to provide a convincing complement to the book's dialogue. Set in Moscow in 1961, the story focuses on Frank's decision to defect after his brother Simon arrives from America to edit Frank's KGB-approved memoir. Is the plan real, or another of Frank's games. Lloyd excels with his portrayal of the Russians, especially Boris, the bodyguard, who must keep Frank from leaving his adopted country. Consequently, the listener must speculate about who, if anyone, is telling the truth. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Defectors by Joseph Cannon, read by John Bedford Lloyd. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have Why is for Yesterday, Kinsey Millhone Mysteries, Book 25 by Sue Grafton, read by Judy Kay. Despite approaching the end of the alphabet, Sue Grafton's novels continue to entertain. Ably narrated by Judy Kay, this intricate story features P.I. Kinsey Millhone's efforts to uncover the person who saved a tape of a brutal sexual assault at an elite private school and waited a decade until one of the perpetrators was released from prison to demand a ransom from his parents. As Millhone tries to determine who has the tape, she finds herself the target of the scheming former students, as well as a psychopath with a murderous grudge against her. Kay's steady, measured performance and her depiction of Millhone are particularly effective. The audiobook lapses into moments of tedium, however, when Grafton and Kay seem to be distracted. But Kay especially shines when she shares the satisfying conclusion to the investigation. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Why is for Yesterday. It's by Kinsey Millhone Mysteries, Book 25. It's by Sue Grafton, read by Judy Kay, available from Random House Audio for 17.25 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, continuing with mystery and suspense, we have House of Spies, Gabriel Allon, Book 17 by Daniel Silva. It's read by George Guidel. Narrator George Guidel's voice stays calm even when his characters are in dire situation. That makes him the perfect choice for Daniel Silva's 17th novel featuring spy and art restorer Gabriel Allon. ISIS leader Saladin is masterminding terrorist attacks, including a major blow in London. Allon, head of Israel's intelligence service, works with a drug dealer, an assassin, a doctor, an art gallery owner, and other spy agencies to try to bring him down. The tense story is often too close to reality to be entirely enjoyable. Guidel doesn't overdo the drama it's inherent in the book. He lets the characters and plot carry themselves. Listeners are better off for it. Gretchen S. Dodge wrote that review of House of Spies, Gabriel Allon, Book 17 by Daniel Silva. It's read by George Guidel, and it's available from Harper Audio for 13 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is The Body on the Doorstep by A.J. McKenzie. It's an Earphones winner, read by Rick Jerram. Mystery lovers rejoice. The Body on the Doorstep is an intelligent, well-written, cleverly plotted historical whodunit given an expert reading by Rick Jerram. In this debut novel, A.J. McKenzie, the pseudonym for Anglo-Canadian husband and wife team Marilyn Livingston and Morgan Witzel, creates the flesh-and-blood residence of St. Mary in the Marsh, a small village in Kent, England. Reverend Hardcastle, village rector, discovers a nearly dead man on his doorstep. The man whispers something, then dies. When Hardcastle decides to find the killer, Mrs. Chater, a resourceful widow and soon-to-be-famous painter named Turner, become Hardcastle's associates. Jerram's performance is understated or over-the-top as called for, providing identifiable, fully engaging characters. from smugglers, secret organizations, and violence to village corruption and possible treason, Jerem keeps the listening entertaining. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Body on the Doorstep. It's by A.J. McKenzie, and Earphones winner read by Rick Jerem. It's available from Belinda Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Now we turn our attentions to an interview with Barbara Rosenblatt. Barbara Rosenblatt talked with Audiophile about what it was like recording the final Amelia Peabody mystery. This is an excerpt of the conversation. The full interview is on Audiophile's blog at www.audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Audiophile. The Painted Queen is the 21st Amelia Peabody novel you've narrated, and it had to have been a kind of bittersweet experience for you. Barbara Rosenblatt. Even doing the corrections was bittersweet because I thought, oh, is that the last correction? Is that the last thing I have to drop in, sounding like Radcliffe Emerson that last time? I tell you, I was at the brink of tears at the end of the correction session to make sure that every last moment of this book was clean and done and perfect and thought through. Audiophile. What was the first Peabody novel you did, and how long ago was it? The Last Camel Died at Noon, I believe, was the very first one. I was at Recorded Books at the time, which really was the first major commercial company that I worked with as a recording artist. They came to me with this wonderful tale of a young English woman looking after her dad, who had a huge fortune that he leaves her after she's looked after him throughout his late-in-life illness, and she takes the money, follows her bliss, goes off to Egypt, meets the love of her life, Radcliffe Emerson, the greatest Egyptologist of this or any age, and 21 titles later, she's a grandma. Audiophile. Though Painted Queen is the final book, it's the 14th chronologically in the series. It's set in 1912 to 1913, so in a way you have to go back and reclaim their younger selves. Barbara Rosenblatt. Mm-hmm, you do, and that, in effect, is part of the lovely puzzle that is this family and the history that they've been thrust into because Dr. Barbara Mertz was an Egyptologist of some note, so she knew whereof she speaketh, and her chums in the Egyptological world were all ready and raring to help. Joan Hess, who finished the book for the late author, just made sure that this last book was dealt with the same care and honesty as the previous ones. I mean, most of it had been done. I saw that big box of The Painted Queen when I went to stay with Barbara Mertz a little over 3 years ago, before she passed away. I was with her for a weekend, and we were sitting in her lounge, and she said, "Oh, that's it. That's The Painted Queen." "Oh, really?" "Yep." And she was saying, "Well, Barb, you know, she's got a martini in one hand and a smoke in the other, and we're chatting away like gals, you know, broads." And she says, "I'm just having a little hard time with some of the sequencing of the conversation in this particular page, and I'm not sure about..." And I said, "Well, do you want me to read it to you?" And she said, "Would you, Barb?" I said, "Sure." So she pulls out the pages, and I started to read what she had typed, which is probably the first time in audiobook history that the audiobook recording artist read live part of the book to the author before it was even finished. That concludes the interview with Barbara Rosenblatt, conducted by our editors. And here is The Painted Queen, a review. It's by Elizabeth Peters and Joan Hess. It's an Earphones winner, read by Barbara Rosenblatt. When Elizabeth Peters, Egyptologist Barbara Mertz, died in 2013, she left a partially finished manuscript. Thanks to mystery writer Joan Hess, who completed the manuscript, and the remarkable Barbara Rosenblatt, fans can rest assured that the Peabody Emerson clan is in more than capable hands. The family gathers in Cairo for the season, and as Amelia soaks in her bath, a man with a knife falls into her boudoir, dead. Rosenblatt is sublime, delivering Amelia's caustic observations, especially when husband Emerson flings himself bodily upon several possible assassins. Her harumph is priceless. Whether dealing with a mystery surrounding a bust of Nefertiti, avoiding master criminal Sethos, offering a refreshing tea break with pastries and cucumber sandwiches, or dispatching an assortment of monocled villains, Rosenblatt delivers a delicious blend of love and mayhem. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Painted Queen. It's written by Elizabeth Peters with Joan Hess, and Earphones winner read by Barbara Rosenblatt. It's available from Harper Audio for 13.25 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we will turn now back to our reviews in Mystery and Suspense, and our next review is Dangerous Minds, Night and Moon, Book 2, by Janet Ivanovich, read by Lorelei King. The unforgettable Emerson Knight and Riley Moon return for a nonstop adventure in this entertaining audiobook. Lorelei King narrates their incredible journey across the country as they join forces with a mismatched set of characters, including a Buddhist monk and Emerson's playboy cousin Vernon, to find an island that has mysteriously disappeared. King effectively portrays the mix of intelligence, quirkiness, and bravery that is found in Ivanovich's best characters. Though listeners may be distracted at times by the heavy doses of science and history woven into the plot, the story keeps one listening as the quirky team takes on power-hungry officials, a rogue group of soldiers for hire, and even a few grizzly bears in order to save the world. Kate S. MacDonald wrote that review of Dangerous Minds, Night and Moon, Book 2, by Janet Ivanovich. It's read by Lorelei King, and it's available from Random House Audio for 6.75 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Soho Dead by Greg Keane, an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance. Simon Vance's rough-and-tumble delivery pulls listeners right into the mysterious maze of London's Soho Underground. Kenny Gabriel, a skip tracer by trade, receives a request from his old boss to find his daughter, but Kenny soon realizes he's getting himself into something more than he bargained for. Against a backdrop of torture and murder, listeners meet a number of characters whose voices Vance captures solidly. His English accents vary according to region and add a bit of charm, deftly suggesting the one only core of humanity in these rogues possess. Vance's tough-edged tone captures the evil lurking within each character Kenny encounters on the mean streets of Soho. Elaine Barry wrote that review of Soho Dead. It's written by Greg Keane, an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Matchup. It's by Lee Child as the editor, written by Sandra Brown, CJ Box, Kathy Reichs, and others, and it's read by 11 terrific narrators. This audiobook is a cornucopia of the best-selling thriller authors, iconic characters, and top-notch narrators. Each of the 11 short stories is co-written by two popular writers and features protagonists from their previous works teaming up. Add a host of talented narrators to the mix, and the result is an eclectic, wholly unique audio experience for thriller enthusiasts and those new to the genre. Editor Lee Child, author of the massively popular Jack Reacher series, regularly chimes in to introduce the authors and offer insight into their collaborations. Reacher's pairing with Dr. Temperance Brennan in Child's matchup with Kathy Reichs will likely be a highlight for many listeners, but this collection is so varied and consistently excellent that it's difficult to single out any one story. Andy T. Northrup wrote that review of Matchup. It's edited by Lee Child, read by many narrators, and it's got plenty of authors. Simon & Schuster audio for 15.25 hours, unabridged. And finally today we have Vita Brevis, Roman Empire, Book 7, by Ruth Downey, read by Simon Vance. A time travel trip to the ancient world is especially engaging in the company of narrator Simon Vance and author Ruth Downey. In this seventh installment in Downey's excellent mystery series about Medicus Russo of Gaul and his wife Tila from tribal Britain, we've left Roman England for the teeming metropolis of Rome itself. The action begins with the delivery of a dead body in a barrel, so we're off to a great start. Vance's vivid renderings of the city's varied denizens, including charlatan faith healers, obfuscating officials, and freed slaves, are made accessible and revealing by his use of varied accents from the British Isles. As always, Downey's deep research is coupled with an engaging plot and lively characterizations. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of Vita Brevis, Roman Empire, Book 7 by Ruth Downey, read by Simon Vance. It's available from Tantor Media for 9.5 hours, unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have a look at Audiophile's web blog in a feature entitled On the Web. We'll follow that with reviews in biography memoir, including a review of Lucy and Desi, the legendary love story of television's most famous couple, an Earphones winner read by Jim Frangione. I also have a narrator interview with Ron Butler and a review of his reading of Chasing Space, an astronaut story of grit, grace, and second chances, written by Leland Melvin. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.